We begin with what looked and sounded a lot like a man running for president, a fired up Joe Biden kicking off a Labor Day parade in Pittsburgh. Biden's bounce comes at a troubling time for Hillary Clinton's campaign, which is now facing a tough fight from Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders in the key states of New Hampshire and Iowa. We begin tonight with ABC's Cecilia Vega.
Is this a man in the running? Joe Biden sprinted along a Labor Day parade route in Pennsylvania today, zigzagging from babies to senior citizens, shaking hands, taking selfies.
Hey guys.
What a difference a holiday weekend makes. The vice president joking when a supporter urged him to enter the race.
You got to talk to my wife about that. I've got to talk to my wife about that.
But just last week, this, a heartbroken Biden, unsure whether it's too soon following the death of his son, Beau, in May from brain cancer.
Can my family undertake what is an arduous commitment that would be proud to undertake under ordinary circumstances? But the honest to God answer is I just don't know.
A decision perhaps made easier by Hillary Clinton's serious slide in the polls in two critical states. In New Hampshire, Clinton losing her standing as a front runner, now trailing Bernie Sanders by 9 points. Clinton feeling the burn in Iowa, too, her lead slipping there, now down to just 11 points after trouncing Sanders earlier this summer.
You go, girl. Oh.
On the campaign trail today, Clinton sticking so closely to her message, she's losing her voice.
I believe I've got the vision, the policies, the skill, the tenacity, and the determination to get us back on the right track.
And Cecilia joins us now on set. And it's not just those poll numbers, Cecilia, that are dogging her. Also the emails. And she's saying she's not going to apologize.
Back in the headlines once again, she says that she does not need to apologize for having that private email on that home server, telling the Associated Press today, quote, what I did was allowed. Hillary Clinton denied also that this email controversy is damaging her campaign. But she did, Tom, today concede that it has become a distraction for her bid for the White House.
That it has. OK, Cecilia, thank you so much.